and drawn out. My car was airborne, and I knew this was bad. It was going to be a horrible accident, and there was nothing I could do. Why the hell did I have to be a vegetarian? A meat eater might have taken those deer out no problem. My car hit the ground with such a force that my head cracked into dash and all went black. I came to and realized I was hanging halfway out the open car door. I looked down at a warm, wet sensation in my abdomen and screamed when I saw a thick tree branch protruding from it. Oh God. No. Footsteps caught my attention, and I looked up to see that guy from the gas station. His eyes were wide and yellow? I was starting to feel faint and cold. Suddenly, the man dropped his pants, standing completely naked before me. What the hell? Before I could process his nakedness, his body transformed right before my eyes. All of a sudden, he was a huge black wolf standing on all fours. I was hallucinating. This was what happened before you died. You entered some insane dream world. He padded over to me with those yellow eyes and bared his teeth. No, please, I whimpered. There was so much I wanted to do with my life, so much. As he lunged for me, a scream ripped from my throat and pain exploded in my body where his teeth clamped down. Mine, his voice in my head took hold before I collapsed again. I never asked for this, to be changed, to be on the brink of death, waiting for release from the pain, only to wake and find out I was a monster, an impossible thing, an animal. The thought was funny, really, as I lay there going in and out of consciousness. I laughed. I was a vegetarian. I couldn't be a werewolf. I just couldn't. But there was no denying what I was becoming. I could feel my inner wolf lingering inside me, waiting to break the surface. That's when a steely voice broke through my thoughts. His voice, my savior and my maker. You are a werewolf and you're mine. My insides turned over at the mental invasion, yet it felt like he was a part of me. Pack. Something inside me whispered. The searing pain that burned on my abdomen threatened to make me go unconscious again. Stay with me. Please survive, his voice said aloud this time, and I felt a hand cup my face. The last thing I thought of before losing consciousness again was the memory of my body lying in the winding road that led to Mount Hood. Of the tall, dark man that changed into a werewolf and ripped me to shreds with his teeth. I awoke sometime later and sat up, fully expecting to be sore or to have stitches all over my body, bandages, a cast, something. I looked down and saw my pale skin. I had a t-shirt on and it smelled like him. I pulled it up and traced my fingers along the white jagged scar that marked my belly. That's where he bit me first. Other than that bite mark, my skin was flawless. I looked around. I was in a simple room. There were hardwood floors, a small bed, and a dresser. My mind flashed back to the scene, to last night. The dark-skinned man that turned into a wolf and attacked me. Well, that wasn't quite right. I had been in an accident. Oh God, it was bad. I grabbed my head, remembering the pain I had felt. My leg had been twisted at an odd angle. Blood had poured freely from my abdomen. I was waiting to die. If I hadn't tried to swerve and miss that deer, I wouldn't have crashed my Jetta. What do they tell you? Swerve into the mountain? Away from the mountain, don't swerve, hit the deer. I couldn't remember. And I was a vegetarian, so I went on instinct. My instinct said, don't hit the cute baby deer. And it got me.